Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So we've got the one and only Tim Draper with us again.
Good. Happy to see you. Be here.
Yeah. It's awesome to have you, man. How you doing? How you been?
Been great. Yeah. Hey, a lot of really interesting things happening in the world today, and I love it.
It's awesome. How's the TV show going?
It's so fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. I do now. This season was mostly with my dad and my sister, who's a famous actress, and they were a kick. And then we had some amazing guest judges. Actually, none of it's come out yet, so I probably can't tell you who our guest judges are or any, or the winners or whatever. But over the next 6 months, look for Meet the Drapers. It'll be on YouTube. And it's also on the Times Network and Sony Network.
No, it's awesome, man. What's like your biggest takeaway from it so far? Like something maybe you've done that you didn't think that you would do?
I think it's potentially a transformative thing for the venture business.
Gotcha.
I think we're starting to see better and better companies, and eventually we'll get the quality high enough so that anybody who even gets on the show gets $1 million in crowdfunding. So that's pretty, it's exciting.
See, I'm thinking more like maybe this is The Apprentice and maybe you're like Trump and next thing we know you're going to be, you know, president. So, president
Draper,
I don't know. It's not the worst idea.
Actually, it should be like Apprentice though, because it is a really fun show and we get to see real entrepreneurs as opposed to, you know, Shark Tank. Those poor guys have to decide whether they're going to invest in somebody who can scrape gum off the ground with some special invention. I think they really need to up their game. So I think we can take the serious entrepreneurial competitors and put them on our show.
It's awesome. What about separating California? How's that going? Are we going to get multiple states?
We got shut down. It's with six Californias. I went and I got 1.2 million signatures and I needed 800,000. And they discounted them down to 750,000, so I didn't get it on the ballot. And I went to one of the counties and I said, well, I want to see these signatures. And I said, hey, these two are exactly the same. You know, what gives? And they said, well, so sue me. So clearly they didn't want that thing to happen. I'm pretty sure that in the new competitive world amongst states, that there wouldn't be signature counters in the mix. They'd have to find something else to do. Well, anyway, the next time with three Californias, I doubled the number of signatures, so they couldn't discount them far enough. And then we got Secretary of State's approval, we got all the signatures, we were ready, printed up, everything was ready to go. And then just as they were about to print the ballots, I got this notice that we've pulled Proposition 9 off the ballot because the Supreme Court determined that it would be disruptive. And I looked and I thought, well, that was the whole point, that this was going to be disruptive and that Californians wanted it. Now, they wouldn't have messed with me, but the polling for three Californias went from 8% in favor to 12% in favor to 17% in favor to 27% in favor with 35% undecided. So they panicked.
Rightfully
they yanked
so.
It off the ballot.
Yeah, so the first one was, basically it doesn't matter who you vote for, it's
and
who counts the votes.
I think it's that guy Nunes who kind of, he's the puppeteer of the Supreme Court.
I understand. You know. Yeah, and then now take crypto for instance, right? We have those two senators that came out with basically a cease and desist, or we're going to do the old iron fist, right, to Facebook. What do you think that's kind of doing to, you know, crypto in general right now?
You know, I think governments are reacting, and in some cases like that, overreacting, because they're afraid that crypto will make it so that they no longer are able to collect taxes. I think that's what's really going on. But what's really interesting is that crypto could actually generate a lot more taxes for them, and they would be much better off, but they have to be open-minded to it.
And it's basic economics, right? The more people make, the more they spend in taxes.
Right. And the more liquidity in the marketplace, the wealthier everybody becomes. I mean, if I have a house and you have a farm, and we don't create liquidity for the two of us,
sure.
then I starve and you die of exposure.
Yep.
You know, so, but now we've got new forms of liquidity that are global and open, transparent, decentralized. They aren't tied to any like political tribal force. They're global.
Yeah, it's scary for them because they might be losing dominance, you know, of their dollar.
Yeah, and you see that in a lot of what they do. They're putting up a wall, or there's a trade war or whatever. The State Department, just to justify themselves, has to say, we have tension here or tension there. I don't see any tension. I travel all over the world. I love the people I meet. They're fantastic, and I feel no tension. The tension is created by those people with their militaries. And I think that's going to change, because I think this decentralized world is what we're all striving for. I think we're all going to be better off. It's going to be more peaceful, more loving, more open. We don't need customs. We don't need geographic tribal borders. I think long term, people are going to look back at this time and say, God, imagine that. They had these borders you couldn't even walk across.
Yeah.
Now, I think 20 to 50 years from now, everyone will be just walking the earth. And they'll look back at this time as saying, well, you know, people were tribal because they were trying to protect their group. It was the Rams against the 49ers. It was the Russians in the U.S. or the Chinese in the U.S. or whatever.
Yep.
I think that's all going to go away.
Yeah.
I think we're all going to be one world certainly the business world is all one world.
Sure. Indeed it is. What do you think right now? I mean, as far as like for crypto in general, it seems like everybody basically got kicked in the nuts over the past couple of weeks, right? You got backs, you got pushbacks, you got Facebook that's getting, you know, basically cease and desist, or here comes the Iron Hand. You have Telegram that got sued by the SEC. I forget what else happened. It's just like one after another, after another, after another. What does that do to the sentiment of the market? Do you see, you know, people still as enthusiastic to come in, the big business that we need to really propel us forward?
I mean, what they're doing is basically saying, okay, Bitcoin and Ethereum, you're grandfathered in, and these other guys we're going to be looking at with really tough, beady eyes. I do know these people in the SEC, and they are struggling with, hey, we want the technology to happen, but we want to make sure we're doing our job and controlling it, or protecting the widows and the orphans, or hiding behind the widows and the orphans.
Sure.
I think they've all got to recognize that this technology is taking off globally. Yep. And the winners for the next 40 years, the economies of the countries that embrace it for the next 40 years are going to be huge beneficiaries. And the economies of the countries that regulate it and use scare tactics or succumb to the bank's pressures,
sure.
are going to go flatline, while the rest of the world grows. And all the innovation and all of that will move to those countries that are the most open.
Gotcha.
And I think governments have to recognize this. You are in competition for the greatest technologists, the innovators, the entrepreneurs, and the citizens of the world, and you will lose them.
Yeah,
and
indeed.
You will die under your own weight if you try to overregulate.
That's what happens. And they should just pick up the old history book, right? Now, has your forecast or your predictions changed at all in lieu of all the stuff that's been happening? Are you still as optimistic?
No. Bitcoin will be 250,000 by 2022, or maybe first quarter 2023. And that's because we're all going to be able to easily use it.
Okay.
And also because we're going to find new uses for it. All these micropayments are going to be used this way. I think accounting package will be built on the blockchain so that people don't have to account for anything. They just, when they spend it, it runs right through the blockchain.
Gotcha.
All those things, OpenNode is making it so we can easily use it at retail, and I think there are just so many uses that people will eventually just say, hey, this is a thing, this is important, and this is only you know, Bitcoin at 250,000 is only a 5% market share of the world currency, and I think that's, it makes a lot of sense. And I just heard that it's 18 men to one woman. So women, get on it. Where are your Bitcoin wallets?
Yeah.
Get with this. Yeah. This is a movement. This is the future of the world. Be a part of it.
Indeed. And then with everything, you know, built
and
on Bitcoin.
And what's weird is there were two women who were the two that I backed, were the first two ICOs on the market, Bancor and Tezos.
There you go.
And those were two women. Yeah. So what's the, I mean, I know they have Bitcoin wallets.
Tell
but,
me, man.
You know, the rest of you women, get on this thing.
We definitely need more women in the space, that's for sure. Exactly. But all the stuff that's being built on Bitcoin, do you worry about the chain itself? You know, like with Linux, it's open source, kind of like Bitcoin, but they have these huge corporations that, you know, pay to keep it maintained, to develop it, to update it. Do you worry about Bitcoin, you know, basically just philanthropy is keeping it going right now, right? Because
not really.
Because the developers are not paid to work on it, right? They have like second layer solutions that they're doing.
No, but they want Bitcoin to do well. A lot of them own some Bitcoin, and a lot of them are working, sure, out of the goodness of their heart, but then there are all these companies around Bitcoin that are being built. I mentioned OpenNode, also Lightning Network, and many, many others that are trying to do different things with Bitcoin, these trading systems, these hedging portfolio systems or crypto portfolio systems, they're all being built around Bitcoin. So, you know, you do have a lot of corporations working for the long-term betterment of Bitcoin. And I think there are a lot more great engineers working on Bitcoin than there are on, like, the Visa network or or
Wells
Fargo.
Some of the
Fargo.
Best and brightest. Yeah, right there on Bitcoin, for sure. Yeah. I just think that it'd be nice, maybe,
if
there was a fund.
If I give you a choice, one Bitcoin or $8,300, if you're under 35 years old, you'll take the Bitcoin.
Of course.
And if you're over 45, except for me, you want the old world. You'll take the political currency.
Sure,
the currency that's tied to political forces.
Awesome. What's your favorite superhero? I've been to Draper University. I've seen it all over the walls.
It's really interesting. It was always Spider-Man.
Yeah, and then?
Because he's a scientist, he's an innovator. But he also got these extra powers, which were really fun. But then it became Iron Man, really, because he's the innovator, and he's an ordinary human.
Elon Musk, there you go.
And he's done all this incredible stuff. So, yeah, probably got to be Iron Man.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Then any last words of
good
wisdom
question
for the audience?
Yeah, buy Bitcoin. and this is here's the other thing. You asked about all this government stuff. I think governments, once they figure out how to tax it, right now it's being taxed as an asset, doesn't make any sense. I think they should start thinking about taxing a transaction, any kind of crypto transaction. Then all of a sudden they're on board.
I think they
and
should.
And they go, hey, yeah, look at, we're getting money from this.
It's basically,
because right now all they're saying is, wait, you own crypto? Yeah. Did you ever move it? Did you ever sell it? Then
exactly.
You owe us the difference between what you bought it for and what you sold it for, which sometimes goes the other way, goes against them.
Yeah.
But if I believe that we, with some little transaction tax, all the government, in fact, I think that may be the way we all go. Like all these other taxes are kind of antiquated.
Could you imagine if we just had a flat tax for everything, like say 10%? 10% flat tax for everything.
Actually,
you
could have a transaction tax of 0.5%, and it would generate more revenue to the governments than all the taxes put together.
Exactly. Imagine if you just threw out the whole tax bill and just did a 10% flat tax. How easy that would make things.
Well,
for
I'm talking
everybody.
About a 10% flat tax on income, but what about a 0.5% tax on a transaction?
They're printing money.
That's all it is.
Yep.
And they end up having a fortune, and then they get on board. And they go, hey, yeah, this is great. It's so much easier. They already know that this is so much better than banks, and it's so much better than our existing system. They also know that, you know, simply with a smart contract and a little bit of artificial intelligence, you can have an insurance company. And most governments are basically a big insurance company. And so they are potentially threatened by that too. But this is the way we're all going to want to go. And governments have to compete for us now. I mean, there are a lot of governments out there. I love ours, but I also love a lot of other governments. And I think they've got to realize that they're in competition for the people of the world, and they got to get on board. And this is the, you know, this is a Bitcoin train. Get on, baby.
There you go.
Get on, baby, or be left behind.
It makes perfect sense to me. And I think we should go from Meet the Drapers to Mr. President Draper.
Oh, you're very kind of you. But I think there are a lot of people that really love me that don't want me to ever do that.
It's always been great. Thanks a bunch for making time for us. All right, take care. Catch you next time, peeps. God bless.
Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and owns several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.